place the blame on you. And now that I'm alone, the silence makes me feel, well, you could have your way.
Stupid waitress day.
Big Chief.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
Gorilla.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's a dick fur. What's a dick fur? To pee with.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's time for Spank Wagon Radio. So sit down, shut up, and get ready for the funny.
Ah, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night! Grab your alcohol of choice! It's time for the greatest internet radio show ever! Spank Wagon Radio! Tonight, Gorilla puts away his clan outfit because we've got a black man in the studio. Once Spick went to China, what do you think he found? We have Murphy and his dirty, dirty little house. And you will learn how Trench has a swimming pool in his living room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on Cam and Chat. You can look at our silly asses and the big black guy in the corner. And you can also chat with us live in IRC. Spankwagon.net, the official site of Spank Wagon Radio. All this and more coming up soon for the next 2 hours. Ha 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 ha! Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. You already heard me say this once, but Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Gorilla.
And ladies and gentlemen, introducing... Okay. Found his mic.
Black.
Okay, that's that. So talk on yours.
Black.
There we go.
Black.
Can't we just call him Token?
Black.
Oh, come on. That's taken. Come on. You know what it is. Dre Parker, Matt Stone, funnier
yeah,
than you.
I know.
Okay.
They're always funnier
wait,
than
so
me.
You're just going to go by Black.
Black.
Okay, wait. Candy? You do realize, like, if you're going by Blackula, that's the same guy who did, like, King of Cartoons.
They call me Afrometus.
Can we call him Blackula?
Blackula?
Blackula.
Scream, Blackula, scream.
Oh, that's a shitty movie. Oh, fuck. Friday night. I'm back. Guys, I listened to the show and podcast from last week. Funniest fucking intro ever.
It took pretty much the entire setup time that we usually use to coordinate what we're going to talk about and everything like that. Nah, fuck that. We fumbled through shit, and I spent that entire hour putting that together.
Nice. Very nice. Tonight, we're going to have a pretty good show, I hope. Like I said, we have our guest.
Black.
Blackula. Fuck it. He's getting called Decaf. All right, so... Fucking Decaf here is going to be our guest host tonight, because Chief is out in China.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think he's going to bring back, aside from syphilis?
Doing, 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 doing.
I got an idea what he might be bringing back.
What is that? Kids. Kids, oh, dear God. Actually, I don't know. You know, little lost. I don't know what... You know, I don't know, because tonight we can't play any REM.
I know, dude. What the hell are we
going to
do?
Tonight we can't play any REM, so
Do we have anything that...
Shiny, happy people laughing.
No, we have worse than that. our co-host, one of our co-hosts, is the biggest emo faggot.
You've met him. You met him. Maybe. No, he didn't.
He's met him.
Oh, he's met him. Oh, okay.
You've met him.
So anyhow, here's what I'm thinking tonight for any time we have to refer back to Chief.
Aw, man, but I love this song.
You do?
Oh, dude, I fucking love this song. It's great.
I figured this would be the good one.
Once there was a kid.
Oh, now everybody. It's like fucking, like we always talk about Danzig. Anybody can sing Danzig.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sings like this. All right. Okay, so that's a bad idea. Never mind.
Hey, I got another one. When we have to talk about Black, we could use this.
Suck ass. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Westside,
bad boy kid. You know who the realest is.
I had to go and get that just for you, man.
Ah, thank you, sir.
I had to go and check
that
that's down
nice.
For you.
He normally doesn't do shit for anybody.
No,
wife.
No, you need to pull out the faggot rap.
Oh, faggot rap. Dude.
Dude, you want me to play it? I'll
you can't be harsh on Decaf like that.
Where's that?
You gotta fucking look for it.
Ice, baby.
Oh, well, maybe he already found it.
Oh, you know what? Shit, I don't have it. I don't have it
all
right now.
All right, hey, real quick, everybody who's playing along at home, there's several ways to play. Of course, you can go to spankwagon.net. That's the official site. Go click on the Cam and Chat links. Once you do that, you can actually, chat with us live. It's pretty pretty unique. Also, we got the webcam up so you can watch us all. And as you realize, fuck the camera. Yes.
Oh, yeah, people can see you now, man.
Yes, they now know you really are Black. Never mind. You just start rolling.
You can go so many different ways.
Oh, dear God. I just realized what you're doing. Okay, so anyhow, we got typical shit. I got to hear about your dirty house, and you got to learn about my swimming pool adventures.
That is funny.
So have you heard about it?
No.
Just
the concept of it right now to me is just because I know you, and I know how anal retentive you are about shit.
Oh yes.
Never let it be said that your anal retentive attention to detail never wielded positive results. Anybody?
Like that.
Anybody? Something. 5 points. Can you tell me the movie? Anybody? Ugh, suck.
All right. So anyhow, we'll start out with the easiest part. How is your week, man?
Shitty.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How was your week, shitty?
Just everything that go wrong went wrong.
What do you mean?
Fucking it's hot as hell out there.
No shit, you live in Vegas.
Nah.
What part of I live in Las Vegas says, ooh, cool breeze at 110 degrees.
Well, I fucking thought California was supposed to fucking drop off.
Oh.
Yeah, never happened.
All right.
Nobody mind me. I'm going to eat another taco.
I was just going to ask, so how did your week go?
My week went like shit.
I got to put down the taco.
My week went like shit. Everything was fine right up until today.
Okay, what happened today?
I had to move today. Not a big deal. Everybody knows I've been doing it. By the way, thank you for responding about helping out. I'm really glad you sent something back on that. You too.
Hey, no problem.
You already asked us in person, so fuck you.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I don't remember.
Great that you can attach that taco like that.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that taco.
Let me see your taco.
It's crunchy. I think there's something wrong with it. No,
get off my taco, motherfucker. Your taco there,
so
buddy.
Anyway, so we move. Get into the house today.
Lick all
and
the cheese
it is
individually.
Fucking.
What do you mean by
filthy?
What do you mean by filthy? Because you mentioned this before the show.
25 or so used Q-tips underneath the sink in the upstairs bathroom.
What the fuck do people do to put Q-tips?
Dude, rust in the ice maker.
There
is some sort of yellow sticky substance at the bottom of one of the cabinets.
Wait. Dude, this house is so cool. It's so big.
Dude, like, it is big.
You know, yeah, we should play. Great. Yeah, this is a great house. It's going to be cheap rent.
I thought it was great. I didn't fucking look under the cabinets. Dude, go into
did
the.
Did you even look in the house before you opened the door?
What was under. Like, they
window
had.
Window shopping.
Well, here's the thing. They had people cleaning. They supposedly had people cleaning. They had people painting. And they said, don't worry.
Supposedly?
They said, when you guys move in, don't worry. It'll be fine. My personal favorite is the piece of broken glass stuck to the walkway. The lip, when you walk in through the garage, there's a piece of broken glass stuck to the lip.
Nice!
So, been battling all day with the rental company and everything, getting, trying to, the owner has refused to send out a cleaning crew. He's like, no, we cleaned it just fine. We're not paying anything. We're not sending a cleaning crew out there. So, it's been a battle, and right now, it's actually working well.
So, you're still moving in?
Yeah. A cleaning crew is coming out
tomorrow. Have you already signed your contract?
Yes, I already signed the lease.
Okay.
Cleaning crew is coming out tomorrow. I gave the great line that I think sealed it. Look, it's either cleaning crew today or TV crew tomorrow. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, and you're going to wonder when that rent skyrockets to 3,000% when you fucking renew your lease.
We're not renewing the lease. We're staying here a year, and the wife and I have decided after a year we're moving.
Skyrockets in flight.
You know, what the fuck is it with you singing?
Yeah. Right. Are you seriously singing Afternoon Delight?
He's fucking singing
Afternoon Delight. See?
Oh, dear God. All right.
It's good to know we got Brooke back on the other side of the console.
Jesus Christ. Ebony and Ivory. Holy shit, now they're duetting.
I want to know which one's going to spit in their palm to grease up the cock.
Whoa!
Which one's going to be the top?
I already have baby oil on.
Oh, shit. Right.
You want some Gorilla cum?
Ah!
No, that shit's rancid. It smells like asparagus, dude.
Ew.
Sweet. It'll whiten up your teeth.
We had a listener. We had a listener last week who was pretty much retching.
Yep, absolutely. A good show is a show where someone has to puke because of us. All right, so let's see. So you had that. So yesterday, 8:30 in the morning. I'm at work, mind you. 8:30 morning, I get a call. My wife's on the phone. You need to come home now. Why? I'm thinking something's like wrong with Ken and, you know, my little boy or, you know, all that. You need to come home now. Why? There's an inch of water and it's accumulating in the laundry room. Fuck. All right. So I run home. By the time I get home, there's an inch or 2 inches of water in the laundry room. There's about an inch and a half of water in my living room and in my other family room. So there's water in two rooms starting to seep into the bathroom on the other side of the wall, the laundry room. 50 gallons of water yesterday between draining, and I'll explain what happened here, between draining and sucking all the water out of my house, wet like a little piece of shit 2 gallon wet vac. I made 25 trips. You know, I mean, I was busy. So it was a wonderful day cleaning up, and of course now today it smells like mildew and mud. Well, not mildew, but musty. So now we're like we pumped all kinds of cleaners into the carpet.
So it smells like a public library now.
It does, actually. Yes, it does. Oh. Except I don't have an old man shaving in the bathroom.
Or shitting in the reference section.
Or shitting in the reference section.
Which reminds me, some nasty motherfucker one time got pissed off because he got kicked out.
Uh-huh.
Came back with a spray bottle, right?
Uh-huh.
Fucking shit and piss. Shook the fucker up, right? Went to the aisle and started spraying all the fucking books.
Oh, my God!
they threw away at least about, like, $10,000 worth of books and shit. That motherfucker ruined.
Where the hell do you grow
Las
up?
Las Vegas Library.
Oh!
Right around Dakota.
You mean the Las Vegas homeless shelter.
That's right, baby.
Fuck! Ew! But the thing is, I mean, that was so premeditated. Did he get busted at least?
Yeah, he got busted this shit, I guess, because he went to the he sat it on the fucking desk and kept on walking.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's just nasty. First off, that means he had to handle his own shit to get it into a squeezy bottle or a spritz bottle.
Yep.
Okay, so he had to handle his own shit.
Unless he had diarrhea, just...
Come on, man.
Or he took the nozzle off and jammed it up his ass.
There you go.
There you go. He was the spritz bottle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn library. What did he get kicked out for? I want to know. First off, what did he get kicked out for that he had to spray basically his essence all over the books?
He got kicked out for sprinkling feces.
Wait a minute. So
okay, wait. No. Yeah, you can throw feces. You can fling feces. How the fuck do you sprinkle feces?
That motherfucker was shook up in some piss. What the fuck you think could happen?
No. Why did he get thrown out? That caused him in the first place.
Oh, why did he get thrown out
in the first place?
Because this motherfucker was peeking through the shelves, looking at the page girls and shit. When they bent over to put the books on the shelf.
Oh. So he was a good, honest American pervert.
That's right.
And then he turned into a shitmonger.
Yeah.
Okay, so now everyone wants to know what caused the swimming pool in your living room.
Here's the cause of
it. Not to cut off our favorite plank.
Let me give you the idea of what happened. What happened was is the tub in my washing machine overflowed. Now, no one watches their washing machine, so you never notice these things until it's too late. Well, what happened was is it overflowed, and all because, and the repairman was out today, all because of one hose inside the machine was not tight. So it didn't trigger the automatic sensor to shut off the water fill. So it just kept filling and filling.
So you should have hired Juan instead of Jose.
Oh, totally, dude. You know, and it was like, dude, so 50 gallons of water. Now, here in Vegas, you know, for those of you guys who don't live out here, you're not one of those special people that enjoy the heat and stupidity.
I can just see you bucketing the water with singing Fantasia.
If I could have, I would have, because it was...
His son's up on the couch with a spiked hat.
You know, we have one of those, too. I just got to say, you have a nice visual. Watch Fantasia, you'll figure it out.
Great radio joke there.
Yeah, great radio joke there, Murph. So anyhow, no, what happened was is one little hose, it didn't trigger the automatic shutoff, so water just kept pouring out now. So, yeah, needless to say, it was about 50 gallons of water all over my house, or all over the two parts of the living room, so... We're getting new carpet. It's going to cost about $3,000, but we're going to make sure that insurance pays for it.
You're trying to sell the house, aren't
you? I'm trying to sell the fucking house.
How's that going?
Dude, no one's looked at it before. I doubt anybody's going to look at it now.
So what are you going to do? You put a bid on another house. What are you going to do?
The bid is actually contingent on whether or not I could sell my house within 90 days. So, I mean, I'm not stupid.
You got fire insurance? Shut that motherfucker up.
Yeah, but you know, I won't get what I need, and I don't want to live in a box.
Well, now you can
shower at the library.
You can put on the brochure.
Fling feces?
No. Sprinkle.
Sprinkle feces. Excuse me. Sprinkle feces.
They got nice pink soap.
Oh, my God.
Antibacterial oil slick.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Remember, you can find us at spankwagon.net. Don't forget to join the chat and tell us your stories of sprinkling feces.
Yeah, by the way, why don't we open up the phone lines right now? The lines are open. The number is 1-866-587-6257. Oh, you need to do something about that volume. I can't hear now.
So,
you took me down too low.
No, I have to play that again.
Please hang up and try again.
Look, play that again.
All right.
Yeah, spike it.
Please hang up and try again.
Okay, maybe it is a little
loud. Yeah, maybe it is a lot. Why don't you lower the... So he can't lower the gain. He hits the fucking button to make more noise.
Please hang up and try again.
More. It's got to go down more. I would say at that point, 50% will be good. 50% will be good. Part of that did you not hear?
50% would be good.
A little more tolerable. Let's take it down to 40. Perfect.
Alrighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, tech support live. Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. We want to... I mean, everybody has a shit story. Either that happened to them or something they've seen. You know, or a bum story. We'll even just say it, a bum story. Case in point, Claude and I were down on Fremont Street Experience hanging out, right? We watched a bum pour all the empty beer bottles into a cup.
That glass.
All these empty beer bottles. Poured a little bit, poured a little bit, poured a little bit, and chugged it.
Yeah,
that that's a bum story right there.
That's some tasty shit. Oh, yeah, the bum, of course.
It's Miller Bud Drool Light. How's that Corona? I think it's bottled the same way.
Oh, shit story. Incoming shit story. Holy crap.
So, anybody want to give us a call at any time and give us your shit story. We love to hear these things.
Oh, yeah, we love to hear your shit.
Totally. So, yeah, it looks like
totally.
Dude. All right, so it sounds like everybody had a shitty fucking week.
Yeah, well.
Not for me. You had a great week?
I had a great week.
How was your week?
I fucking aced my fucking history class.
Yeah, wait, you're a librarian in history class.
Third grade.
Wait a minute, you're a librarian.
No, I'm a computer tech that works at a library.
Okay, I was like, if you're a fucking librarian, does that make you like a double minority? You know, because a dude librarian just isn't all that common.
We're all not that.
Well, no. Dude librarians are common, just not heterosexual ones.
Wait, you're gay?
He's a nurse.
No.
Okay,
Why did she say that, you fucker?
Let me bring this up
wait
right
a minute.
Now.
And he sounds like Tiffany.
Dude, I think we're alone now.
Do you have big cans? I'm just wondering. Okay, so wait.
Show us your tits. No.
Speaking of homosexual references, there was a party most of us were at last week. I managed to offend the host.
Why does that
the
not
Republican,
surprise me?
I offended the Republican.
Why? I love the Republican Party. They treat us black people well.
Apparently, they
let us keep a job at McDonald's.
Woo!
Apparently, my overuse of the word faggot got on their nerves.
Dude, everyone was like, dude, Chris, shut up. We're tired of your joke.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, we were.
You know, dude,
I was part of that
you
week.
You don't count.
What?
Okay, let me make this point perfectly clear.
How do I not count?
Because you don't involve yourself in anything. You go over in the corner and you take cheap shots when they're available.
Damn straight, I'm not stupid.
If you were to come off of a chair that was more than 5 feet away from any other living human being, quite frankly, I think the party would halt and everyone would stare at you.
Time the fuck out, because I was there at the fire pit along with everyone else.
Okay.
Were you at this party?
You were outside.
Yes, he was.
You were outside before anybody else.
It was last week at Ken's.
Yeah. Anyway, my apparent overuse of the word faggot, that's the only thing he said. Dude, you can't say that word anymore. That's just not appropriate. You want to know the reason why?
Why is that?
Apparently, there is a feeling, there's no admission.
Whoa!
There's a feeling that two members of the party constituents...
Were faggots.
Not of the...
Oh, they were.
Not of this side.
Wait. No, no, wait.
Not of this side of the grouping, but of the...
Way to go, buddy. You finally came out. You finally came out.
Congratulations, Murphy. That's why your wife looks like a boy.
Well, a boy with a great ass. But he actually had to call me and tell me, dude, you can't say that word anymore. And I'll admit, I have been throwing the faggot bomb out every fucking chance I get.
Now, you know how a vision just opens up to you? The whole fucking party just came back into my head right now.
So what are you picturing his asshole?
I remember
staring at his ass? You're the faggot?
I remember exactly what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm sitting outside.
You were tapping it last night.
And I'm just... I was throwing faggot out left and right. I don't know what's wrong with me lately. Seriously? Like, I just...
Wait, you don't know what's wrong with you lately. Okay, your first guess is what's wrong with Murphy.
Now, you get your hand off the button.
It's my button.
No, it's not your button. Get your hand off the button. It's
our button.
Wait, didn't you say, I don't want mic time. I need to move across and work on production.
And I have
more. All right, so with that being said... Thank you. All right, so what's wrong with Murphy, your first guess? Damn.
You gotta pick one?
Dude, it's like word association. Just chop, chop, chop. Fuck.
Ugly.
All right, thank you, Murph. Okay, what's your first assumption of what's wrong with him?
Oh, well, first assumption? He's white.
Fuck. boy, I think you best do the math of the white to black ratio in the room.
Nah. All right.
And you know what I think it is, dude? You're a faggot.
Psychotic.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What? You're just going to sit over there and take it like a bitch.
Because
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to go to a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Gorilla? Decaf?
Spankwagon.com.
Oh. What?
Oh, my God.
What? You fucking retarded
How
monkey.
How did you fuck that up?
It's... Look, let me help you out.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I don't get my bath, I take it out on the slaves. So grease up your baby for the ball on the hill. I'll polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say, oh. Space Lord Mother. There's a car in the field now in a column of flame. With a few doors to choose, but only one bears your name. You've been drinking my blood, well, I've been licking your wounds. Well, I shave off the pitch now.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Hit it, Decaf.
Spank wagon.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank God we had the cue card out. Holy
shit. Oh, my
shit.
God.
All right.
We're barely
so,
going
so
to
here
train
tonight,
him.
Tonight we were supposed to have a guest. We were supposed to have a couple guests, weren't we?
Yeah. Oh, we still got the phoner to do. We need to call him on the next break. He is in.
Okay, cool. So we have a phoner. But, That just sounded gay. Whoa. Okay, so here's the thing.
I had to warn him.
Yeah, here's the thing. Who were we supposed to have on tonight's show?
We were supposed to have a porn star.
Who?
Amber Wilde. We were supposed to have Amber Wilde on. Last week she was on vacation. She told me, I will confirm with you on Monday to make sure it's a go. So I said, all right, Monday I got with her. We confirmed. Everything was set to go.
Everything sounded good.
She was supposed to be here. And instead, her fucking roast beef dripping fucking cheese vagina decided it would bail.
Wait. So we're supposed to have a porn star.
We're supposed to have a porn star, and she.
Okay. And you bring this.
Yeah.
Well, a 300 pound black man.
You know what's funny? Hold on. Let me tell you guys this.
With two fucking earrings in his right ear.
Bring in the T Rex.
Usually, we book guests and they no show. It happens. It happens in all of radio. I mean, what are you going to do? I, this week, booked three guests.
What?
Oh, I see.
Now. I said to Trench, I said, look, here's the deal. I know they're all going to bail. If they bail, I'm not coming to the show because I'm moving on Friday. Said, fine.
Would you burp if you got a fucking burp? What the hell are you doing?
It's building.
Jeez.
I got nothing. So I'm like, okay. And then she confirms, Decaf confirms, and then Mr. fucking Psycho confirms. So in the 1 week, I'm fucking expecting to have no one here where I can take the goddamn week off and move.
Everybody
all my
confirms.
Goddamn guests confirm, and
everybody
then one of
shows.
Them no shows.
Well, you know what? And the one that we all were looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, the one we're all looking forward to was the porn star, and she fucking bailed on me, and it sucks. And yes, I'm signing into Warcraft so I can find this guy.
So y'all didn't want to see me? Well, fuck, I'll just get back on I just got off the fucking slave ship, motherfucker. I'll go back to Africa, goddamn.
Whatever, Toby.
Hey,
sit your ass fucking
give
down.
Give me my fucking change back.
Brass cheap motherfuckers. At least give me some gold.
Goddamn it, can you start burning a cross on that side of the desk
for
me?
I'm just trying to figure out what fucking slave ship can you find in the desert. I'm like, what? Does a treasure island have something?
Hey, it's a Volkswagen bug, all right?
It's a Volkswagen bug.
Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of Volkswagen, has anyone seen the new Rabbit commercials? It has started to come out.
No.
Looks fucking hilarious. The commercials are funny. The design is looks a lot like the GTI, but it's a little different.
Tell you what. I love those safe commercials that they were having where you'd see people like sitting there talking in a car, driving like normal.
Bam!
And all of a sudden, bam! Car pulls out from, they rear in somebody.
As much as I like those, I like the new stereotype commercials even better.
Which ones are those?
The Chinese girl brings her white boyfriend over to her parents' house, and he drives a Jetta. So it's a beautiful, and his name is Craig. So it's a beautiful day, guys. What are you going to do? I don't know. Think we might go do something. You could go take a hike. The guy gets all pissed. Why don't you take a hike, Craig? Just because I drive a Jetta doesn't mean I like to go hiking. Oh, my God. It is so fucking funny.
Nice. All right. So, what were the rabbits are back.
The rabbit is back. The Volkswagen rabbit is back. The commercial. It starts off. You've got a black rabbit and a white rabbit, front to nose, zipping through. It looks like Central Park.
Okay.
Like doing probably about 45 miles an hour. One's in reverse. One's forward. They go into a tunnel, and on the other side, you've got a white and a black one, and another black one behind it. And they just start zipping all over the city. And every time they cut away and come back to them, there's like three or four more Volkswagens.
Like
with
a
them.
Rabbit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, funny. Shit. It was funny, though.
I agree with you, gorilla.
Oh, damn. Bed sheets unite. Jesus Christ. All right. So.
I'm going to be white and silky.
I'm going to be black satin.
I'm a faggot. It.
Speaking of Jim Norton, has anyone been watching Lucky Louie, or am I the only one?
You are probably the only one.
I know you've been asking me for copies of it.
What the fuck is Lucky Louie?
Lucky Louie is HBO's.
He is the funniest motherfucker I've ever heard.
Lucky Louie is a TV show on HBO. It is HBO's first sitcom that's filmed before a live studio
I'm
audience.
I'm going to start paying $10 a month for that shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's got some of the funniest comedians I've ever seen, but one of the comedians on it, his name is Jim Norton, and that's the guy I play when he does the faggot thing. And let me play it one more game.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Going into the next break, I will play some Jim Norton. He's a comedian, and he is probably the most wrong, foul, and scary individual you will ever meet in your entire life. You remember the movie Spider-Man?
Yes.
He's in it for 5 seconds. You remember doing those little interviews with people, and there's the surly truck driver? He stinks, and I don't like him. That's Jim Norton.
Oh, yeah. Way to go. Way to go. It's that one guy that was that one bit part in that movie for five whole
seconds.
Do you know
what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Dude, sometimes people just agree with you to shut you up.
He knows who I'm talking about. Okay. Speaking of Spider-Man, did anyone else see the Spider-Man
3
trailer?
Yeah, the Spider-Man 3 trailer.
My nipples are still hard.
That shit was fucking tight.
I don't know. You know, I'm a little torn because I'm a traditionalist. It should be...
Like, are you ready to see Superman?
No.
I saw Superman 2, and that was fucking great. But no.
The costume, the Venom costume should have the proper Venom look.
But you know what? He's not. Venom's not in this. Venom will not be in this. But granted, that should be the black costume with the white spider on the front.
Yep.
It
Here
should.
We go.
But let me say this.
I thought Venom was in this movie.
No.
Eddie Brock is in it, so the character that becomes Venom is in it.
But did you see, you've seen the trailer, so you know exactly what I've seen.
Yes.
There's Spider-Man trying to pull the costume off in the bell tower.
Yes.
They're using the same thing that they used in the Fox
Web
Kids
Web Spider-Man
show.
Man number one.
I thought that was in the Fox Kids show,
nope.
too.
Web Spider-Man number one is where the story
I
came
was
from.
In the okay. bell tower with a
okay.
Spider-Man
the only thing that, the only thing that can disrupt...
Hold on. Thank Fix you. That problem.
The only thing that
oh,
can
yeah,
disrupt...
Oh, yeah, now it's okay.
I pull my spider shorts down.
All right, okay. You know what? You're absolutely right. Bring them up. I'm sorry. I apologize. The only thing that can disrupt the symbiote that is Venom is sonic waves. Oh.
Fuck, I need a dictionary.
Yeah, sure. Fuck you.
So is
that I
like
know you know
I'm
exactly. Okay, let's.
So when I'm whacking off, that vibration I'm feeling is what it is.
Let's tear down the fourth wall just a little bit here. The gentleman over here who acts like he doesn't know what I'm talking about is an accomplished and published author. I think if I say the word xenomorph, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Xenomorph.
No. Okay,
not
so
xenomorph. See, now keep the fourth one out. What do we have across from me? A fucking construction worker.
Exactly.
And not even, you know, and of course, you know, he's already gone past the level of hard work into management.
Elemental construction worker.
Elemental, huh?
Yeah, he fucking hires the Mexicans is what he does now. Okay,
dude,
but anyway.
So your pickup.
Hey, his kid works out,
wait,
too.
I got to ask a question. How many cholos per mile does your pickup get?
Dude, you almost owed me a new laptop.
Construction? We do the garbage. We're sanitation.
Hey, guess what? We run the world.
We run the world. Anywho.
Anyway, back to the Spider-Man thing. Seeing Spider-Man up in the bell tower trying to rip the costume off, and then from below you see what is going to be Eddie Brock looking up saying, you know, Parker, you know exactly what's going
to
happen.
So do you have a visual of this? Some white guy standing in the middle of a bell tower trying to take his clothes off.
Dude, but yeah.
Oh, dude. Shit. I'm dying to see that fucking clip.
You're right.
He's doing everything he can to pull the costume off. One thing Raimi
said. Wait. Let me, I'm the comic geek here.
Go ahead.
Basically, the whole story behind Venom. It's an alien, but you can't do that in a movie, but it's a symbiote that sucks the life out of you, okay? Latches onto Parker because it realizes, hey, this guy's got something more than just regular people. So sucks the life out. Starts sucking the life out of him. He has to get the costume off, but
well,
more it
than
loves
that.
Him. It loves Parker, so it doesn't want
to
leave.
Well, it's more than that. It starts taking over. It starts, and at one point, Spider-Man pretty much tries to eat the Hobgoblin. Yeah, it's the giant.
It's going to get crazy.
It's going to get. You know, Raimi said, "Look, in the first one, you could not wait for him to put the costume on. In the second one, you couldn't wait to see him keep it. In the third one, you want to see him get it off." And
so,
it's Raimi,
the costume.
Now, Raimi hates Venom, so the fact that he's doing this,
God
the fact
damn.
That he's
you booked what? Oh.
The fact that he's doing this is a testament to what he wants to give the fans. Raimi hates Venom.
And you know what? There's a lot of comic book creators out there. I can name Eric Larson, Bagley. They hate Venom.
Yeah.
You know, McFarlane, when he created Venom, he wasn't too wild about it, but he didn't make it all shitty and hokey.
No,
Venom over the years, though, has become a really shitty character. Yeah. So but the fact that they're putting it in the movie, it is pretty amazing to me.
So Venom has lost his mojo over the years?
Big time. Big time.
You know what's funny about Venom? That's he's gotten depressing. Bigger. He's gotten physically larger and dumber.
I don't know. That's more depressing that you know that shit. We're talking about this shit. I don't know what to say.
You know, it's comic books for guys like me and Trench. Comic books are a way of life.
The guys who spanked in the bathroom at the age of 12.
During moving today, I refused to let them put my comic books in the back of the U-Haul. I was like, no, they'll go in the back seat with me.
Amazingly enough, I have so many comic books, I have to go in the U-Haul. Because I have 14 long boxes, which hold about 350 each.
I've only got the one left.
I have to put in the U-Haul. So, anywho. All right, clowns. What do you guys want to
talk about?
Yeah,
what do you guys
want
to talk about? Asshats?
You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you. Hey, anybody, wait. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and we always want your feedback. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Or, of course, check out the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on Cam and Chat.
So, am I the only one so far who has seen the new Superman movie?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to go see it after this weekend.
Guys?
I'm going to go see it when it comes out of video.
Exactly.
I'm going to go see this shit probably Sunday.
Let me see.
Sunday.
Can I please, Sunday. Please go out and watch some young kid flying around in a tight suit?
You're like, look at his codpiece. Mm.
I wish he looked at me with those eyes.
My name is Gorilla.
Did I freeze your nipples? May I throw you through a wall into my bed? God.
Nice.
Please. Pound me.
Wow, dude. He's going off here. He's just gone.
I just saw his fucking picture today, right? I was looking at the internet, right?
Yeah, we'll wait for the video.
I just see what time Superman's playing, right? And I see his fucking picture, and I start turning the pages. I can't see this fucking shit. I don't know, man.
Okay. I saw it. All right. And let me tell you this. Okay. You know me. I am a purist. And I bitched for hours on end about X-Men 3.
Okay. But you didn't bitch about X-Men 2. But
X-Men 2, you know. I did bitch about it as well, but not as much. Because I think Bryan Singer had a great vision for it. This movie is fucking great. My only complaint. Spider-Man. Superman Returns. My only complaint.
So you have a thing with young boys that get bit or have special powers.
No. My only complaint with the new Superman movie is I didn't feel...
The star?
I didn't feel that the Luthor was as directed at basically trying to kill billions of people as it makes it out to be. Him trying to kill billions of people and thusly trying to kill Superman is kind of a side effect of what his main goal is.
All right.
And to me, that kind of doesn't fit with how Luthor works.
Oh, fuck, just give away the whole fucking movie.
No, well, I mean, no, I'm trying not to. The guy who's playing Superman...
Brandon Roth.
Brandon
Way to
Roth.
Go, Whitey.
Oh, that's his name?
Does it perfectly. He's not as glib or as cocky as Christopher Reeve was, and that was one of the big complaints people had with Christopher Reeve when the first movie came out.
At least he looked manly.
He is humble. He's humble and he is...
Damn, figure. These guys just don't shut up.
I know. He's humble and...
No,
I think
more
he's,
beer for you.
Yeah, no shit. You're cut off. He plays it well. Ours he plays closed. The character very well. Spacey as Luthor is... At one point I was questioning like if this is right, and then there's one point in the movie where he just makes this left turn and you're like, holy
you're
shit.
Give away the whole fucking movie.
He's not giving away the whole movie, but anyhow... So Superman, definitely a must-see, Spider-Man's looking pretty positive.
Spider-Man's looking awesome.
And then a teaser trailer for Transformers came out today.
I cannot wait to see it tonight. There is another bitch about that, and one of our friends brings it up.
Yes, Bumblebee, and this is a photo that's been leaked on the internet.
Just talking about this Spider-Man, Superman. Look like you're about to come, man.
Well, you know, when your shoes get painted white, you know why.
Oh.
Yeah, Bumblebee is
a Camaro.
Is a Camaro.
Because VW does not want to release their car. VW does not want to release
yeah,
their
VW
car.
VW doesn't want to release the bug
a car for
it, which,
a war image.
Which really sucks because one of the big things about it is the the car makes the personality of the of the of the Transformer, and Bumblebee being a Camaro certainly does not fit with it whatsoever.
They made Bumblebee a Camaro?
Yeah, they're
what
gonna
the
see. That's what happens if you weren't over there fucking bullshitting. You would have heard the discussion.
See, now here's the thing. Yeah, what's worse though is what they're planning on doing to kind of run home the image of the Camaro. They're gonna put a mullet on Bumblebee. Yep. Yep.
Bumblebee
and it's gonna look like he's wearing a cutoff shorts.
That was bad, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was bad.
Gotta love it. All right. Unbelievable. Anything else you guys, chuckleheads, want to talk about?
Well, I got all kinds of news stories,
just
but
the fact that
I don't want to get into
news.
So
who's this guy
yet
that we're getting on the show or doing the caller?
We have a guy coming on, and I'm going to call him here on the next break. He had to be dragged out of a school board meeting in Michigan. This is great.
It just says it right there.
The Michigan School Board has decided to privatize the custodian and lunch staff.
Okay.
This is after a massive petition, and I do believe a vote as well, that backed the people being part of it. The school board said, well, screw you people. We're doing what we want to do. They're doing it. There's some shady sides of it, too. It looks like there might be some kickbacks now. A couple of things going on. But the guy we're having on the show, his name is Dan. Dan had to be dragged out of a school board meeting after going off about this. This guy is probably the most hardcore constitutional fighter I have ever met in my entire life.
Interesting.
And we will have him on the show shortly.
Awesome. And then, of course, the third guest that we all wanted to see.
The porn star.
The porn star doesn't show.
Gorilla's going to have to take Big Red. You think we get Decaf to do it?
You know, your chest is about as big as that porn star's, so yeah, you'll do fine.
Well, yeah, I'll admit, the porn star definitely wasn't a looker because I'm like, dude.
She's a free bus?
Well, it's like she's like.
They pulled her ass off of Freeway Street. Hey, you want to do the show?
Yeah, really. Yeah, she's a porn star.
I do it for a pack of new porn.
She's like, I got a VHS dubbing machine. And
the pictures on her website are admittedly old. The stuff on her MySpace is new, very new.
MySpace.
She looks
dude,
like
MySpace is a great tool.
Well, I got to say this, by the way. Speaking of MySpace, you can find Spank Wagon on there. Spank Wagon. Let's try that again. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. Be Murphy's friend.
Yeah, be my friend.
So, many of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, hey, what do you want to take a break, or what do you want to do?
We got a little bit of time. Do you got a Shitty Mini handy? Or?
I have Shitty Mini handy. Do you want to do Shitty Mini now, or do you want to wait on Shitty Mini?
Let's do Shitty Mini now, because we don't know how the interview is going to go.
All right.
So, why don't we queue up Shitty Mini?
All right.
And I think I see what you had for Shitty Mini, so that's going to be good.
This is going to be interesting. Now, we'll have
Dylan. Here's how it works, folks. What?
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
here's
ahead
how it works. We're going to play a MIDI file. Yes, you know, the wonderful audio from the 1980s that your computer put out. What we're going to expect you to do is to give us a call and guess what that MIDI is. Of course, time is limited, so we want you to call right now, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call so we can get you on the line, and you can guess this week's Shitty MIDI. Murphy? Oh, damn.
This is in honor of Decaf.
Do you have the real song to this?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there I get it.
I ain't got it yet.
You will.
Can you name the artist or the song? Can you name the artist or the song on this? Looking for a caller, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I want to play this shit to my dead dog.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Damn.
We have the gangster flail.
All right, our gangster flail. Why not? We have the Chicano flail. 1-866. 587-6257.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Okay, hold on. Let me back it up a little bit. You can get the hook.
All right.
Oh, I know.
on. I'm helping you, folks. Call 1-866-587-6257.
Unless the IRS is taking your phone.
He started farming.
Duke says white snake. Night Ranger. No.
The phone's swimming in your, it's in your swimming pool right
now. See, this is the problem. Our listeners are a bunch of introverts and will never pick up the fucking phone.
I don't even know if they own a phone.
We
That's the problem.
We offer to give them shit for free.
We used to give them shit. We used to give them real
prizes. We used to give
prizes,
but no one would call. We literally, ugh. All right, let's kick it up a little bit more. Let's see if Decaf can get it.
Get to the hook. Get to the hook.
All right, let me get to the hook.
Oh, Duke has a guess in the chat room.
Call.
Call, Duke.
Oh, I know what it is.
Hey, here we go.
On the road again.
Oh, nope. Oh. They drop. All right.
We lost him.
Try again if you call.
Call again.
I thought he was asking me.
You gave it away, too, dude.
It's not worse than him and fucking Chiefs singing along with the back.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking retards.
You don't. You know. You okay? Wait. Cut it. Decaf.
On the road again.
That would be good.
Yes, very good.
Artist.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh! That's it. Take him out and beat him.
Take him out and beat him. Show him who owns him. All right. Do we want to give it to him?
We're going to give it to him.
Willie Nelson. Late.
Oh, thank you.
No, he gets it.
Thank you.
Duke points out, it's fucking Willie Nelson. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, the token black man earns amnesty.
That's your jack shit prize or award for the week.
He also gets to keep everything he looted during Katrina.
Oh! Let's play the real song.
Oh, my God. That's brutal. Let me get
Do you even have the real song?
I have the real song. Oh, here we go.
Watch, it's another MIDI.
Sing it, Willie.
On the road again. I just Take can't wait money. To get on the road again. My love is making music with my
This sounds like a karaoke song, dude.
It does.
It does. It's a live version.
On the road again. Going places.
Sounds like Gorilla singing in the shower.
You listened? Or you bought tickets to watch?
He's got to do something when he's wiping his cum from your chin.
To get on you the decaf again.
You don't have to wipe it off.
On the decaf again.
So what, are you impotent?
Oh. Yeah.
You're not helping your cause,
wait,
man.
Wait. Murphy, bend over. Find out.
I'm black. I don't have to defend my cause. Y'all pale faces right, not, already know.
Pale faces.
I'm not playing anymore Willie Nelson. That was Willie Nelson, guys. That was
all
this
right,
week's
so that
Shitty
was
Mitty.
Shitty Mitty.
A little early in the night for
you. You know what? We'll give partial credit to Duke. He knew Willie right away.
Yeah, Duke knew who exactly
so we'll
what
give,
was
we'll
going
give,
on
we'll partial
there.
Credit, but, you know, it's still amnesty for Decaf.
Can we just give him 40 acres and a mule?
Jack?
It's about fucking time. Shit, I've been waiting.
What are you going to do with a mule in Vegas? What the fuck are you going to do with 40 acres in Vegas?
Plant
Farm
potatoes.
Dust? What are you going to do? What are you really going to do?
I'm going to grow rocks.
Grow rocks.
I wanted a rock.
I'm a rock farmer. You want some prime rock, man? Wait. I just realized. Okay. That kind of rock. Oh, I am a farm boy today. Not good. All right. So anybody? Anybody going once, twice?
For what?
Anything?
Hey, oh, well, since we're doing nothing here, let's since we talked about Jimmy, can I play a little Jimmy Norton?
Sure, play some Jimmy Norton.
All right, let's play some Jimmy Norton. Let's see here.
By the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right.
This phony niceness. That's why I like Southwest Airlines. The only airline I really support emotionally ever since they booted those big fat people off the plane. Yeah, good for them. I'm not talking, these are not people, I'm not saying that somebody that's 300, 325, I mean, it's America, we eat good, I overindulge, we all do. You ever see somebody so fat it makes you angry? Like you want to grab them by their 12 XL shirt, how did you get so fat? And I'm talking in the area of 700, 750.
Fuck.
You know, like you ever see somebody so fat they sit on the couch, their legs stick straight out? If you have legs like baby arms, change your eating habits. And of course, we're such a pathetic, litigious society. You know, you sue for everything now. They're suing the airlines. You know, we don't think we should have to pay for two seats. Yeah, well, I don't think I should be uncomfortable because you're repressing childhood rape memories with pure fat and carbohydrates. Ah. You don't want to pay for two seats? Fine. Hire a horse trailer to pull you to your destination. Then hang your fat jowls out the back and chew oats for 3,200 miles, you monster with no willpower. You're a good crowd, man.
One more, just because Jimmy's depravity really shows in this one.
You know, and I really am a hypocritical little scumbag. I'm up here trashing Britney Spears' ass. She's really stupid. What a dummy. I would still gladly lay back and let her shit in my mouth. Ah! Then hand her $1,000 and wipe my own cum off my stomach. Ah! I'm not trying to be dirty. That's the title of my autobiography.
That's a little Jimmy Norton for you guys. For those of you, Lucky Louie's Sunday nights, 10:30. Also, little Jimmy is on XM 202, the Opie and Anthony show, every day from 6. Jesus
fucking
Christ.
I care.
Dude, they're on the radio for like 6.5 hours a day now. All right. It's fucking crazy.
So here's what we're going to do. I got the first song because, you know, it's homage to Decaf here.
Of course.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show,
Spankwagon.
There you go. We'll be back in just a moment.
Check it, man, methods to put my brothers and sisters on a deathbed. You know he cheated, took what he wanted, and now you blooded. Sucking up to the devil, stepping down a level. It's who they fear is you, who protects us from us and you from you. Yes, and it counts,
the 40 ounce.
I sued them bastards, yeah, they got bounced. I did them like a demo, threw them out the window. I took a 98, cause I never liked a limo. But pump, 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 pump it up. A man grinds from at times, that's what's up. Some ain't gonna change, I got them in the range. I gotta rearrange, so I'm building back your brain. Wrecking records with focus stuff. Am I loud enough?
Yeah.
You got to give it up.
Give it up, 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 give it points. I day bring them, don't grandmama. Close but no cigar, I got mine. For music, my rhyme. The flow go wherever I want. And that's clever, give a piece of my time to prevent some crime. And who's behind putting a gun in the young ones? The ones that make them is the ones that take them. Running for no reason, down in duck season. I don't want my mama on the street wearing armor. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Respect yourself, ha, you got to give it up.
Ha!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Radio.
It would help if I turned on your mic.
Helps a lot.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we got a guest. Do we have him on the line?
We've got him on the
line. We've got him on the line. Let's go ahead and let me see. That goes there. And hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Murph, go ahead and do your introduction.
All right, guys. This is Dan. Dan, you want to give your last name as well?
Hi, yeah, Dan.
Sure.
Guys, this is Dan Joseph. He lives in Detroit. Big Tigers fan. Big time Tigers fan.
Hey, good year to be a Tigers fan, too.
Oh, yeah.
They actually winning this year, right?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, right. It's fucking seventh sign of the goddamn apocalypse is what it is.
Buddy.
They're actually winning, right? He had to ask, like, no, they're not. That's, guys, we're just saying because we like their uniforms.
Now, Dan is
their
the guy.
Their mascot's fucking hot.
Dan is the guy who had to be dragged out of a Michigan. Yeah, go bring the bed music way down here. Dan is the guy who had to be dragged out of the school district meeting for basically going totally postal for absolute great reason. Dan, why don't you fill everybody in on what's going on?
Well, basically, Garden City, a school here in the Metro Detroit area. It's kind of a poor school district. It's a poor population, not the smallest town by any means in the area, but one of the poorest. They're having trouble, facing a large deficit. Our wonderful governor has slashed the school budgets so badly over the last 3-4 years that, you know, the schools are barely staying afloat. And so they decided, you know, to fix all their problems, hey, let's fire 50 custodians and kitchen workers and outsource everything to an outside company. Well, basically went there to support my father-in-law, who is a custodian in the Garden City Schools.
Okay.
We had a representative from their union, from actually Washington, D.C., pretty high up in the union. We had a representative from the school district, president over one of the divisions in the schools that oversees
All right,
the
Dan,
administration.
Let me interrupt, just ask a quick question here.
Sure.
So
sure.
Who are they going to have cleaning the schools?
A company called Grand Rapids Janitorial or something. Can't remember their exact name. It's
Grand
just
Rapids
service.
Building Services is who they've got for
yes,
this.
That's it.
Okay.
Basically a janitor company.
Yeah, like a service master type deal.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. It, just on a smaller scale.
Okay. So.
Okay, so, you know, we're out there. There's about 200 people from the city of Garden City, all in support of keeping the custodians on the school payroll. They don't want their students going to school in a place where they have people working from the outside around all the time. They're worried about theft, invasion of privacy, violence, I guess, but mostly just concerned about, you know, the theft aspects and the lack of caring, and they're not going to protect their kids. They're going to do them more harm than good.
Okay.
After about 2 hours of people just one after another just going up there, you know, encouraging them, hey, you know, I have a voice in the city. I pay taxes. Keep these guys on the payroll. The school board, in their infinite wisdom, votes 7-0 to just axe them all.
Oh, no.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, not only are they wiping out the janitorial staff, they're also wiping out the lunchroom staff as well. And that's going to Aramac, and it's the third consecutive year that this company has picked it up.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that. I've been to places where they work, and it's not always the greatest thing to experience.
They're taking over the cooks and the lunchroom supervisor positions there.
Lunchroom
right,
supervisor.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so basically, you know, I don't know, a couple of the custodians, one of them collapsed. She was pretty devastated. Another one was just livid, just screaming. I couldn't hear him from where I was. I was on the other side of the room from him. But I just kind of lost it. I just screamed, you know, what are you guys doing? You know, all these people came out here in support of their rights as taxpayers to keep these people in their jobs, and then you just totally go against them. You know, I basically just shouted, you know, every day a little bit more of our Constitution is being chipped away. You know, we're having our rights taken away. We're having our voice taken away. We have people abusing power in pretty much every position of the government, including school boards, apparently. You know, what are you guys doing? You know, and then about that point, my wife and father-in-law started dragging me out of the building. On the way out, I just said, you know, what are we creating here? Communist Russia, you know, if we're not going to practice the Constitution, we really might as well just burn it.
So let me go ahead, let me ask you a question then. Under what part of the Constitution would this lie, though? I mean, where would you say that a person's right to work would lie in the Constitution?
Well, see, that's the problem. As a democracy is founded on ruling by the people. We elect people and put them in power to do the work of the people. And things like this just remind me every day that we're only putting people in power so they can do whatever they feel like. You know, it doesn't matter what the people want anymore. It just matters, you know, whatever they want. You know, everything's dollars and cents now. And I,
right.
You know, everybody understood that, hey, there's a crisis, but you know, like the custodians in their bargaining trying to get a renewed contract, they offered to work a week without pay. And their deficit they were facing was $2 to $2.3 million over the next couple of years.
Wow.
That would have chipped in, and I think it was somewhere between $400,000 and $600,000 of that it would have shaved off. But, you know, that's never good enough, you know.
Now, backing what Dan said here about the Constitution, one of the things, too, is, you know, one of the things is we are guaranteed to be, you know, represented. And when all of these people are standing here saying, we want these people to stay.
Especially for fucking sitting there for 2 hours.
Right. 2.5 hours.
200 people in a small, cramped building. You know it's hot, but you're still there to support it.
Now, Dan,
fuck you.
And the 2.5 hours of comments were made, was there anybody that was in favor of this other than the school board members?
No, not at all, actually. Everybody that went up there, every single one of them was in support. And what really bothered me is one of the members of the Board of Education, every single time somebody, you know, gave some ideas or read an article about what a neighboring school district was doing to shave points off the deficit, he would make a smart remark, break it down, and completely discredit it. And some of the ideas were pretty good. You know, some of them were, you know, a little iffy. I don't know if you've heard, there's a small city in Michigan, Kalamazoo. They think one of the millionaires setting this up is Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees. He's basically started a fund of millionaires in the area. All the students get to go to college free after that. You know, somebody mentioned things like that. You know, it wasn't an immediate impact to the school district.
Right.
But it did keep people in Michigan, kept the jobs here. They can only go to Michigan schools on those scholarships.
Okay, sort of like out here in Nevada, we have the Millennium Scholarship.
Exactly.
Right.
From the lawsuits for smoking.
Now, Dan,
right, exactly.
Dan, you don't happen to know how many custodial workers and lunchroom workers it was in total that this would be affecting, do you?
I don't have the exact number, unfortunately. I know the custodians were around 40 to 45 people. Now, the kitchen staff, there were, I believe, 4 cooks. And they may have only actually been 2 cooks and a couple of lunchroom cleanup and supervisors. So it's about 50
but still,
people.
You know, but these are still jobs. That's still
people.
Employment.
This is individuals.
So, I mean, and how much money are they saving by going to this outsourcing?
Well, I've actually got it right here. It says here the switch for the custodial staff will save $2.1 to $2.3 million a year, and the switch for the for the lunchroom, which is a lot of money but seems like a drop in the hat, is $324,000 over 3 years.
Yeah.
That's it for the lunchroom? Now, the custodian, right. Okay, that's a pretty big chunk of money. That's a pretty decent chunk of money, but, you know, the thing is, and
yeah, but that's, then you're saying you're putting money over life. You know, that's somebody else that's trying to spend for their family.
No, and I'm not arguing that point. I'm just like, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm like, you know, I can understand the school board, but, you know, being dicks about it is totally unacceptable.
Hey,
you know, I mean, if they say, you know, they totally voted against it without actually rethinking it, I mean, what are they expecting? How is your school board put into place in your town? You know, are they voted in, or are they
appointed, or
are they appointed?
Yeah, they are. They're voted in, and you know, one of the things that really killed me is at the end of the meeting, the president, you know, he looks down at the end of the table. They had like the superintendent, the finance people from the district, and basically a rules guy. And he asked the rules guy, he's like, you know, can we somehow make the extension past our July 1st budget to the state deadline? And he said, well, yeah, the way you would be able to do that is say we're still bargaining with the union, you know, and it's like then they, you know, the bargaining didn't go well. The superintendent actually took a 2-week vacation to France in the middle of bargaining.
Oh.
He never sat down with the union. you know, the union, I thought, I'm not a union supporter per se, but I was actually kind of impressed with the union this time, giving up a week of pay, offering to switch, you know, even medical.
Well, it's livelihood.
Dude, I would have
been doing, you're bidding on your future, you're bidding on your livelihood, and you're bidding with someone that doesn't want to fucking listen to you.
Right.
Hold on, Decaf here had something to say.
Hey, Dan, okay. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
One, the first one, did it seem like they just pretty much had their meeting and then discussed and said they were going to cut everybody and then walked out there and just entertained you guys for
two fucking hours.
And actually, it was pretty plain obvious to me how they were going to vote. I showed up and they had the Garden City SWAT team there.
Oh, Jesus.
They were hidden around the back of the building. I had to drive around the block a couple of times to find a parking spot, and I noticed them back there, and then I went in, and there's just police everywhere.
No, wait.
Got all but one door sealed.
Hold on. Time out. They already had a SWAT. They had a SWAT team.
So yeah.
Okay. To a school board.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, see that's ridiculous. That's, I mean, you want to talk, as Dan here mentioned, abuse of power. Right there, it
right
is.
There, man.
The show of police force shows me that you're unwilling to compromise. You're unwilling to come to any sort of consensus together. No,
right.
you're
that's
looking
wrong.
For a fight,
yeah.
And that's what you're doing right there.
Decaf had a second.
Decaf
one.
Had What's a second one.
Now the second question is, how long have the staff worked there? Like most of the people.
Yeah. What was the tenure? Do we know?
Yeah. Well, my father-in-law 20 years, but there are people there 25, 30. It's really. There was one guy they were talking about. A woman came out. She had been a resident of Garden City her entire life. Her grandfather had worked in that district 50 years. You know, he's retired and gone now. But, I mean, there's some history, and there's, you know, it's a small, tight community. And,
so they just gave everybody,
you know, they
take
a good part
finger.
Of it and just chopped it away.
You know, and that's sad. And, you know, and I don't necessarily agree that about the constitutional aspect, but damn it, here we have another wonderful situation of we have enough honest-to-goodness, hardworking people. And even some non-honest to goodness, you know, some real scum, but they're hardworking.
Yeah,
except
they are.
For girl here, it doesn't work. You know, they want to do something right. They want to do a job. And they're being told, no, we're going to bid it to someone who isn't going to pay. You know, they're not paying their, you know, this company, you know, whatever they are, they're not paying these people to work. I mean, the way they should pay a person.
Yeah, but
they're paying them pennies to the dollar compared to these people who have been there for years, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dan,
this is ridiculous.
One of the articles I'm looking at here, and I've actually got about two or three going right now. Someone at the meeting was shouting about a recall. Has that started to take shape at all?
No, and it's funny you brought that up because the first person to yell recall was my father-in-law. That is going to actually come into shape pretty soon here, and I think it's election year for these guys also. The NEA, which is their union, I believe it's the National Education
Association.
Yeah, they're taking a pretty strong stand on this. They were pretty upset. First, they're going to take them to court. They're going to try to get them on union busting, and then they're going to run a huge political campaign and try to vote out every single member of that board of directors.
Sweet.
And you guys have a union, too?
And
make sure you're fucking.
And you know what?
Well, and I'll say this: this is the sad part about unions. Unions have been decreasing in size continuously since the early '90s.
Oh,
you know, they're getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and shit like this keeps going on. I mean, there's a reason why we have Mick jobs. We don't have careers anymore.
Let's turn it back to the 1880s.
Now, guys, I got to say, you've got some pretty impressive people on your side here. It looks like you've got the president of the Garden City Education Association. He's on your side.
That's your union president.
Yeah, it looks like you've also got the president of the Educational Support Personnel Union. That would be the union president right there. He's on the side.
Right.
General counsel, let's see here. Oh, okay, no, the general counsel for the Michigan Education Association said they weren't going to abandon the employees. But it sounds like it's exactly what they're doing.
I don't think there's going to be a severance package, if you will.
Oh, but you also have Ray Gonzalez, who's representing Council 25 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
Have that on a wall.
You've got a lot of people coming out there, and it looks like there's an article published, I want to say today or yesterday, that looks like they're trying to make one last swing at this.
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately for some of them, like my father-in-law, he has to retire or else he's going to lose his pension and his right to have the medical insurance until Medicare kicks in.
At least what percent is he with his pension and his insurance? Is he at least at a decent percentage?
Well, he's going to lose right off the bat about $400 a month of income, which kind of hurts him. And they're in a good position. I'm happy for him that he gets to retire. I'm happy that, you know, they have things like their house paid for. But, you know, $400 is a lot of money.
Now, Dan, let me ask this, and this is probably a personal question, but you may or may not know. Do you know what kind of neighborhood of pay your father-in-law and some of the other custodians are making?
Yeah, he was. I think he was in the higher tier. He was about $17 an hour. They ranged anywhere from 12 to 17.
That's the height.
The best of my knowledge.
All right, and everybody here in the studio, when you said 17 an hour for higher tier, just went, what? Yeah. You guys got to remember, Gorilla, Decaf, you got to remember the cost of living index. We're in Vegas where they just were able to charge us $300,000 for a bad house.
Yeah. Let me give you guys this. The firm, Grand Rapids Building Services, what they're going to be paying, the firm will pay its on-site manager $17.80 an hour. Full-time supervisors will get $13 an hour. Full-time leadership positions, $12 an hour. Full-time custodians, $11 an hour. Night custodians, $10.50 an hour. And all of the full-time...
So wait a minute, that's all like entry fee...
That's entry-level
shit. Level.
But you see, here's how that company's doing it. They're doing it because of scale. You know, they can put 20 custodians into a school district and pay them that much, which is almost equivalent to what the current custodians are paying or getting paid. But, of course, they do it for 20 different school districts. That's where they make their money. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Dan, how do those per-hour prices range with cost of living out there?
Well, you know what? It's kind of low. If you look at the average cost of a house, let's just use the Garden City for an example. Their housing cost is a little bit cheaper. They're about $150,000. But, you know, you go just outside of it, you start hitting $200,000 immediately.
Yeah,
even
so
if the city's over,
varies.
You're up in the $300,000 range.
Okay.
So, pretty similar out there in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So basically what we've got here, and it's I think we're pretty much all in agreement here, we've got a school district screwing a bunch of long-term dedicated employees.
Exactly.
The public are standing up for them. The union is standing behind them. It seems like the teachers and the Education Association, everyone is behind these
guys.
Well,
I will say this. My wife is a teacher, and I will say that one thing that she knows, and I know as well because of all, you know, my years in school, get to know your custodians.
Oh, yeah.
Always know your custodians, because if you know your custodians, you have carte blanche to a lot more than if you don't.
You sure do.
You know, pure and simple.
Get your room clean first in the summertime. You get your walls painted a little bit nicer.
Yep. Things are, you know, my wife is so nice to our custodians, to her custodians at her schools. Everywhere she goes, she's always giving them stuff and being nice and friendly. I mean, sincerely friendly, not like give me something friendly, but sincerely friendly enough to where she had to move her classroom twice in a day because they were like, you know, They were like, oh, no, we want you to move here. We want you to move there. Yeah. The two custodians, they said, you know what? Psh, don't worry. Once we find out your room, all your stuff will be there.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah. It's, and with an outsourced company, I don't think you can even get that kind of dedication for one thing. But, you know, you don't have the security. You've got a different guy in there maybe every night. You know?
And you know what? You know. Who can say that this company does background checks like a school district does?
Yeah, they claim they do, you know, the FBI check, but yeah, so does everybody.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
There's so many different levels of FBI checks. You can do the $500 ones or the $1,000 ones. You know, I mean, there's so many different levels of FBI checks.
And at $11 an hour, you are not going to get quality people. You're going to get people that are basically there because their probation officer says they need to get a job, and it's really sad.
Very simple.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know you're not getting some ex-pedophile that happened to just pass his therapy that week?
Exactly. Or that doesn't go that deep into the background check. So,
yeah,
Dan, we do appreciate you sharing your story with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Good luck, man. And
thanks.
If anything changes, please give us a call. You know how to get a hold of me. Give us a call. Talk to us. We'll get you back on the air.
Yeah,
we want to get this story
out. Any follow-up, we'd love to hear.
Sure. I'll follow the story real close for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good night.
You too, buddy.
Happy 4th of July.
You too.
All right, so that was Dan.
Dan Joseph.
Very much, Dan Joseph, Mr. Joseph, because you know what that and it's not necessarily a constitutional thing. You know, I will say that it wasn't necessarily constitutional, but goddamn it.
It still comes out of respect.
It's a way of American life.
It's our way of life is getting so eroded. You know, what we're seeing all the time is more and more cases where everything we do gets outsourced. Mm-hmm. I mean, they talk about bringing in temp workers and they want to send phone call center stuff overseas.
Cheaper labor.
It's getting to be really pathetic. I mean, I'm sick and tired of this. We don't even have enough here in Vegas. One thing we need more of. We have all these casino industries with, you know, La Migra special day cleaners, day laborers who do house cleaning. We need fucking industry. We need fucking support. No more sending goddamn money over to Iraq to rebuild Iraq. Rebuild the fucking United States. Quit sending our shit overseas. Quit outsourcing our jobs. And quit making the jobs that we do have so fucking impossible anymore to get.
You know, it's sad that so much of our American industry is being sent out to other places and being outsourced. I mean,
you know what's sad? It's so sad when our industry, you know, our big three automakers, they can't even keep up with their, they can't even keep people employed, and yet Toyota can come in and build an automation factory. Oh, sure, they hire 20,000 people, but GM just laid off 300,000.
Now, exactly. There are good news. Don't sit there and think we're just bitching. There is good news out there. Honda has decided that they are building a parts plant in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is good news. That is going to be people getting jobs. We need more of that.
How often does your goddamn Honda break down?
Well, yeah, but these are factory parts. These are
they got parts.
These aren't like breakdown parts. These are to make the car. Now, I worked at John Deere. And when I worked at John Deere, one of the saddest things I saw, though, is they took, we're talking huge factories, huge foundries and factories and manufacturing plants, empty. I would go to work on a computer on the seventh floor of a factory building. We're talking these floors were already like 3 feet thick to hold all the heavy fucking iron and steel. And they empty floor after empty floor after empty floor because all their parts get ordered from China now. That's ridiculous. Where are they used to build everything in-house.
Now they have to outsource.
Oh, and half of the stuff you outsource, you have to scrap anyway because they don't follow the quality standards that you follow, but it happens to save you 10 cents a part.
This country needs to get back to focusing on things being American made, and that kind of pride is something that we are definitely missing. Mm-hmm. We've got Walmart that is pushing Chinese and Korean made products.
As USA made.
We've got sweatshops in our own country where people are making shit money to do jobs that 10 years ago they would have made decent money. I'm not saying that everybody out there needs to be a fucking millionaire, but people need to be able to provide a living for their family. And, you know, there are companies out there that are doing what they can to make it better. And there are other companies that are just fucking cutting the rug, just yanking the rug out from the middle class.
You know, and let me actually interrupt this. How many people in this room actually feel they have honest to God job security?
I'm going to say I do.
You do? Do you? Decaf? Sorta?
Dude, they can ship your ass out to a company like mine. They can have my company do your job for less the cost and do the help desk and tech support shit out of India. Yeah, and it's ridiculous.
And every time I call Microsoft, that's all I get is someone from India.
Yeah.
And they always use a name like fucking Frank.
Hello, my name is Dylan.
Hello, my name is Stu.
Exactly. What about you, Gorilla?
Do you feel you have job security?
Nope.
Yeah, and you're in a really volatile industry, too.
Exactly. There's freaking bag that can be made better, that can last longer, so you don't need the freaking labor work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the labor work, you don't need me.
Trench?
I honestly don't feel that there's job security in my industry. I'll say my job I do, but my industry I don't.
Yeah.
You know, because they could outsource my industry like that. But my current job, I do.
Yeah. It's sad to see that, you know, a lot of the tech guys, do you realize that we should be unionized. I know you're not a big fan of unions.
Okay, wait. I got to stop you now. I am a fan of unions.
Okay.
I grew up in a union household. I still live in a union household. I am a fan of unions.
I am unionized. But even you're being unionized, they want to take away so many of our benefits. They want to take away our cost of living. They want to take away our getting pay increases. You know, So it's though you're in a union, but
the problem is
the representation is not
the representation of the union is weak. Like I said when we're talking to Dan, you know, unions have been in decline since the 90s. Yep. Pure and simple. Yep. They've been getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And this is what's going to cause a big problem. We're not going to have a voice, and everything is going to be outsourced. It's
now
pathetic.
You're lucky. You work for a library, and you work for the state.
Yes.
So technically, as a state employee, you have to be unionized and that sort of thing. But guys like me and guys like Trench, you know, we both do tech support as well, but there's no sort of union. Like, if you're an electrician, even if you work for the state, if you work for a company, if you work no matter what you work for, you're going to be in a union.
Yes.
Gorilla, you're unionized, aren't you? No, you're
no.
Not. Okay,
no.
I'm scab.
You're scab. Okay, well, a lot of guys out there in your specific area are unionized as well. There is no union for tech support.
There are attempts at tech support unions, but they don't have teeth. They absolutely don't have teeth.
Why does there have to be? Why? When some fucking punk kid out of ITT Tech can do the exact same thing that we can do for half the cost.
Exactly.
You know, we are monkeys with screwdrivers, man. That's all we are. And it's sad that there's no sort of protection.
We're expendable monkeys with screwdrivers. You're an expendable gorilla.
Yeah, you're an expendable gorilla. We're just fucking lemur chipmunks or something. But it's sad that there is
no... You're the shit that I wipe my ass with.
Yeah, well...
Basically.
But here's the thing, though. People don't understand how reliant we are on technology. But the technology people, we don't understand how reliant we are on the industrial side of things.
Okay, but do you realize what you just said? You just said that the labor force doesn't have a voice, and neither does the computer voice because of the whole...
Well, the unions just don't have...
The computer shit where they're stopping being able to say what you can say.
Mm-hmm.
So between
I see what you're saying.
The labor and the computer, you don't have a voice.
In other words, what you're talking about is like Perform Act, where they want to shut down internet radio
because
it doesn't conform to because you can steal this copy of the show and download it later and share it with your friends. Oh God, that's just horrible.
I'm all up for someone actually listening to what what I'm talking about.
You know, and that's just it.
You get more popularity that way.
Yeah,
people like you more.
We live in a world where we're constantly being told no, slapping our hands, telling us no, and taking our rights away. And you know, I can't say that. Well,
no, you.
You have a right to work, but it's a damn privilege, in my opinion. It's not my right; it's my privilege.
And
you
in
know,
this
I'm
country,
privileged to work.
You have the right to pursue happiness. You may not have the right to find it. You may not have the right to get it. But God damn it, we live in a country where we are 5% of the world's population, but 50% of the world's spending happens in this country. Why the hell can't we internalize
that?
Well,
look at what we have for industry. I mean, right now, we live in the most prime example of a service industry.
Sex.
Sorry. Well, that's right. That could be either self-service or full service. What we're looking at, though, I mean, think about it. The Walmarts, the Targets, the Kmarts, and I got to lump them all together, all retail together. Big box retail. We're in a service industry. It isn't about building or making something. It's just about buying disposable items. There's a reason, like Make Magazine. Have you ever heard of that? Make Magazine is published by the people who do O'Reilly, the tech manuals and books. It's a magazine about how to build things, like how to create things and build, and we'll explain those later. How to build things and make things, you know, happen. And it's a huge hit with the geek culture because that's missing in our environment. Everybody who's a geek, you know, you're either a coder or you're a tech. Pure and simple. And you're missing that hands-on.
What's funny is in a lot of these stores and stuff, and even the library, they're starting to put everything self-check, self-pay, everything. But what's funny
don't get
about
me started
it,
with your fucking systems online catalog.
But what's funny is that you always need someone to assist the people.
You do.
To do it.
You absolutely do. As a matter of fact,
most people
that is so true.
Wait in that line. Then deal with that computer machine.
Yes.
People want face-to-face contact with other people.
I can validate and vouch for everything you say. I am not a moron. I'm going to say that right now.
Moran?
I am not a moron, okay? I'm not a dummy. I walk up to the library. I go to the Sunrise Library all the time. That's my branch, okay? You know?
That's one of the species?
No.
Species?
That's a nice branch.
Are you in Clark County or are you in Las Vegas?
Clark County.
Oh, okay.
I worked at Las Vegas for 10 years.
Oh, and Las Vegas is the one that...
Yes.
The sprinkles? Okay. See, I've never been to Las Vegas. I will now never go to the Las Vegas. I go there, and they put out these self-checkouts. Now, me, I love self-checkouts. I love it in Albertsons. I love them in Home Depot.
As much as I hate
the fact that, yes, it's not letting someone do their job, I really like them.
Try buying beer. It's the worst thing ever.
Actually, I've seen people just walk in, scan, and walk out.
No, it says, please wait for assistance. You have to wait for 10 minutes for somebody to come
no
up and
there.
Go, are you 21?
Yeah. But anyhow, what I'm trying to say is I walk up to there, and I'm like, okay, scan your card. Scan my card.
But that gives you
fucking laser
yourself.
Light. And then the librarian, I feel bad that she like had to walk over, and she's like, no, you actually have to hold it about only 2 inches from the scan bar. You can't hold it down that low. I'm like, how is anybody going to know this?
Fucking moron.
Yeah, I know.
Moran.
She's like, how is anyone going to know this? How is someone going to know it has to be exactly 2.5 inches away from the scan?
I installed the ones at Sunrise Library. Personally.
Say what?
I installed them.
Oh, you installed those?
Oh,
there you go. All right, you motherfucker. But no, my point is, though, my point is, it validates. I still needed someone to tell me, and I'm not a dummy, but I had to have someone tell me, no, you got to hold it like this, and but you'll answer my question, and we'll do this maybe off the show. I just kind of wonder, because I was realizing, every time I use the self-checkout, I don't hit the alarms. Is there a demagnetizer underneath the counter? I never set up those fucking alarms.
We will discuss this after the show.
Ah! All right. Yeah, Chazette says, I love the self-checkout lines at Walmart. It's one of the. It's great for when I'm running in and grab one or two items to get the hell out. You know what? Out here, it makes sense. Because fucking Walmarts out here suck ass.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed? Target, lots are clean. Kmart, lots are clean.
Walmart?
Walmart, lots have enough litter to be confused for the city dump.
Well, yeah, I went to Walmart 2 in the morning. And they don't have anyone working the cash registers. Oh. It's all self-checkout, right?
Okay.
2 in the morning. I go there. I'm waiting for 15 minutes. Because three people can't use the damn machine, right? Someone's putting their card in and out, and then it canceled.
Oh, my God.
You know? And
you know, I get that way.
Trying to figure out how to scan. They're, like, turning the fucking cup around, you know? It's like, damn, the barcode on the Gatorade is this fucking big, right? Uh-huh. And they fucking can't find it.
They can't find it. Yeah. Well, you know, and I laugh because I'm in the same way fucking Albertsons.
Morons.
You know, I'm at. He's saying,
"You have to get right onto the mic so people can hear you." That one. That one's yours. Get on it like it's a big.
You.
Like it's a big you.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. When I'm in Albertsons, and that drives me nuts because I love the self-checkouts. I'm like super proficient. Doot, boom, 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 paid, done. I'm out. 5 seconds I can buy my shit. But I'm behind the dude who has the cart full of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, the full
like
fucking
everybody
cart.
Everybody fucking else.
And he sits there and he looks at an item and he looks in the back and he looks at the front.
Do I want to buy this?
No, he's trying to find where the code is.
And then he puts it down. And picks up another item. And he does this so he has all this shit piled up all over the scanner.
Wait till you find the motherfuckers that want to put the shit back.
I have no problem with the self-checkouts right up until the point where I have fresh produce because I cannot be fucking bothered. Scroll through these pages, and I'm going to say this and it's going to piss you off. It's like trying to scroll through the on-demand menu for the cable company. Hit the down button, wait 45 seconds so on
the next
page. Hit
the down button, wait 45 seconds. We're going to have a new interface soon, I hope. So anyhow, here's a couple things. Duke, the rate for a contractor was $20 an hour. Now he's lucky to get $60 an hour.
$120 an hour.
Oh, $120. I'm sorry. Yes, sorry, Duke. I undersold you. By the way, Chazette says he's going to start downloading, burning, and selling copies of Spankwagon.
Sweet.
We do this for free. You better too, son. Yeah. Also, Duke said up here, I remember the days of walking across the street and getting a new job.
Yeah.
And those days are gone because you're not only competing amongst each other, you know, for honest labor, but you're competing against the immigrant labor.
Yeah.
And a computer. Yes.
And a computer.
And a computer in some cases, yeah.
You know. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who, you know, they don't want to work in a job where they're in an office. You know, and you see these guys that are coming off of years and years and years of construction or manual labor, and they sit down in front of a computer and try to do tech support.
Like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's so, you just look at it on their face. It's such a defeated look. It's
got
such a depressing
shiny
look.
ITT diploma on the cubicle next to him.
You know, but they look defeated because they realized, I have just been reduced to being yelled at by some bitch who can't fucking locate the mouse cursor on the goddamn screen. You know,
and I'm in a fucking four-wall fucking cubicle, dude.
Yeah, and I used to build stuff. You know, that's the logic. You know, Claude and I have talked about this on past shows, and one thing him and I have talked about, I look at my dad and I can say, my dad worked for the railroad. That's fucking awesome. My dad was a railroad man. He was a conductor, brakeman, whatever. He worked for the railroad. Claude said, you know what? My dad was a baker. Honest to God, good profession.
My dad was an A-10 mechanic.
Okay, your dad was an airplane mechanic.
No, just specifically the
A-10.
My dad was an A-10
Think
mechanic.
About that. What? I answer calls for a living. Woo! No.
I run around and fix printers.
Yeah. My dad was a meat cutter.
Your dad was a butcher.
No, you don't fix printers. You turn the printers on.
Yeah, well, no.
Especially with
the
Lexmark.
You take out the cartridge, shake it, put it back
in. Hold on. Guys, we need to stop this conversation because we all know Decaf's not going to be able to tell us what his dad did.
No, I won't be able to. Tell you
that. Oh, look at that! Oh, I played the stereotype card and wind up being right.
Wow.
Now I feel like the walking piece
of
shit.
Did I pitch that dime?
Did
or
you
what?
See that I had that? Oh shit! Don't ask me what my
daddy
did.
He did.
Anyway, okay. So you don't know what your baby daddy did.
No, his daddy. Now wait.
Did you know what your fourth daddy did?
My sixth daddy.
Uncle. Uncle. What uncle did?
Uncle who?
Uncle was a chef.
There we go. Uncle's
a fireman.
He says, uncle. He sounds like
uncle.
A fucking...
Uncle.
What's
drunk.
It? No, it sounds like an enemy mine. Like he should be fucking Louis Gossett Jr.
Uncle.
Let's shit on your Mickey Mouse. Now, wait, this gives us a great chance to segue into something. You brought up the Perform Act. Now, on the forums this week, you had something from Senator Reid about the Perform Act. Or was that...
No, that wasn't
ago?
Me. That was someone else.
Oh, someone else. Someone else brought up something about Senator Reid. How could dude not read it? If it were to come across his desk again,
How do you not read the Perform Act?
Easy. You don't care. You honestly don't care. First off, and if you go to performact.com, there's a link on there that actually tracks the status. It's only been officially reviewed 4 times so far. That's it.
You read it just like those fuckers that Dan had to deal with.
I read shit like that because I'm psychotic. Negative. Yeah, you just fucking go over and whatever and sign it. And it's sad to see that kind of legislation like that is getting hung up. Now, net neutrality. We have news on net neutrality.
Yes.
Net neutrality is officially stalled.
Woohoo!
Net neutrality has officially been put frozen.
Now, here's the problem with net neutrality. And someone, you know, I mean, I like to listen to all sides of an argument. It's only fucking fair. Net neutrality. One thing someone pointed out, they said, do you really want the government having full control of the internet? So what we're looking at either we're going to have private companies having full control of the internet or the government having full control of the internet.
Yeah.
Is that what we really want? Huh. That's a good question. You know, we're having two evils and we're obviously been living very happily in the common middle. But apparently, you know, people want to either make money or not. And
I would almost take government regulation over the internet versus companies being able to charge for specific kinds of access. I would almost take that.
You know, and who else? Go ahead. Go ahead, Gorilla.
I've got to agree with you simply because as far as the pay scale, you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The pay scale for what people make now is completely lower.
Oh, totally.
Than what they're trying to fucking charge you for. So you want to have all this cool shit, but you're only making $5 an hour.
Well, and I got to say this to your point. I look at you and
this is radio.
No, I know. I'm looking at Murphy and saying, you know, you have a 60-inch TV. You have all these fucking game systems.
Did we never even turn them on?
But here's the problem I have. I worry about the fact that you are still living in an apartment. You're renting and renting and renting. And, you know, what I guess it's how I'm raised by my parents. Like, if you don't need it, don't buy it. I don't need a 60-inch TV. But I look at people who buy these 60-inch TVs or 45-inch plasmas or whatever, what have you. And I'm like, do you really need that? Is that a necessity?
Well,
what that does by purchasing these toys, though, makes less money for you for things you absolutely need. And when you have an emergency crisis come up,
yeah.
Do you have the money? No.
Now, in defense of myself, let me say this. The TV that I purchased, I wound up getting a great deal on it. And as I was coming out of getting divorced and after basically living like a pauper for 3.5 years so my ex-wife could take every penny that I made and run off with it,
right?
I felt like I deserved that. Now, as far as the game systems go, we bought the PS2 used, and we only bought it for a couple of games specifically so my wife could play. The GameCube we bought used, and we only buy used games for the kids.
Can I interrupt you for one second? Are you wearing your little keychain?
I don't have my Sora key. It's packed right now, but I do have my Sora key blade.
All right, I'm looking at the clock. We need to do a few things. We need to lighten this shit up. First off, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
That's right.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow. He will catch on.
You know, this is right. He's just kind of a guest this week.
Now, how long is Chief gone for?
Next week, he's our chef. Huh?
How long is Chief gone for?
Chief should be back by next week.
Is he? Is he next week? Look, give nothing. Decaf, can you come back next week?
Yes.
We will have the token black man with us next week. If need be, I will sit on the greasy couch.
Well, I actually this week I went out and bought another mic stand.
Oh, we have a third mic
stand. I got
a
proper mic stand and proper cable. And if you notice, that's a new mic cable on yours.
Oh, is it?
Yep. So we have all. I cleaned up a lot of the wiring that needed to be done. All right, so listen.
See what happens when you beat the shit out of him?
No. All right, so I think let's see.
Let's do it, man.
Well,
hey, do you want?
It's not happy news.
Can we? Oh. Oh, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time at Spank Wagon Radio, where we honor
the dead celebrities of the week! This week's dead celebrity, TV producer, and father to a whore, Aaron Spelling, dies at the age of 83. Aaron Spelling, a one-time movie bit player who turned into a television production monster to create a massive number of hit series from the favorites like Charlie's Angels, Dynasty, and Love Boat. God, he also did Fantasy Island. You realize the guy that did Fantasy Island gave us 90210?
Jesus Christ.
This guy was in every series. Melrose Place and whatnot. He died 1 week ago Friday, or 1 week ago today, He was 83. Spelling died in his home in Los Angeles after suffering a stroke on June 18th, according to his publicist. So no more high-class teen drama from Aaron Spelling. Your Dead Celebrity of the Week! Oh, no, I don't want that.
What? I love that music.
Well, I was gonna go this route. Really fuck with people.
Oh, we did that one already, though.
Did we do this one?
We did that one.
Oh, did we? Okay. You get to do yours.
All right, hold on. I'm going to scroll down and find it now.
Scroll down. Find your shit.
All right, here we go, guys. This worked really well last week.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Also, because we got to show our love for our faithful listeners who hang out with us in the chat room and, you know, have a lot of fun with us, we got to give you Man Props! All right, first up this week, because we got a really light load this week.
Yeah, we do.
Really light load. Let's give Mad Props to Chizzard!
Mad Props.
That's what these are for. Yeah.
That's what these are for. These are clicker lickers.
We got to give mad props to a man only half his worth, the Duke.
Mad props.
We also have to give mad props to Toe.
Mad props.
And because no one else joins the chat room, we got to give mad props to our call-in guest, Dan.
Mad props, Danny boy. Hey, let's give mad props to our special co-host this week.
Yes, mad props to Decaf.
The man, the myth, the living legend himself, Decaf.
Wait. The living legend?
The living
For
legend.
For what? Were you able to suck your own dick?
Dude, he's a black man in our studio. That's legendary.
We've had a hot black chick in our studio.
Yeah, there's a difference between a hot black chick and a black guy.
Don't ever have
And he's not here kicking the shit out of us.
Don't ever have my whore on your show again, all right?
Oh.
I beat the bitch twice for that.
Wait. If that was your whore, I really want to see your woman.
Holy shit, is this Decaf Ike?
Oh, my God. If that was your whore, I want to see your woman because she was fucking
hot.
Hey,
what's up, baby? Oh, look at that. We got someone new to show the boobies to. We got ourselves a studio troll this week.
Oh, new studio troll. Hey.
Studio troll. Wait.
No. Hey. No.
What? Oh. Come on, let's see him. Go break him out. Like he's never seen a white woman's titty before.
What are you playing?
Thank you.
Yeah, mad props.
You got props for that.
You got mad props.
All right. Wow. Yeah, it went right into the next song. I didn't even know.
That's all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the time.
You do that an awful lot.
I do. Well, I have to. You know, I've got to keep track of all this shit. It's important. It's necessary.
Time
keeps on passing into the future. All right, my turn to be. Is it? Oh, what I know. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We got a lot of people we want to thank for helping us put this show out every single week. First off, big thank you to the studio, LVRocks.com, for letting us fuck around in your studio. Mentos and Cola last week was really good. And if you haven't downloaded that one in the podcast, download it. Big thank you to all of our syndicates who helped get our voices out there. Big thank you to Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Radio For Me. So huge thank you to all those guys. Don't forget, have a very happy and safe 4th of July. Blow your fucking fingers off, kids, because, you know, your parents barely work enough to pay the Medicare. But say a big thank you to all of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Gorilla.
I'm Decaf.
Much better than Black.
Black.
I like you're trying Black. To hurl on the mic.
You can't go scream Decafula stream. It doesn't work that way.
I busted my radio cherry today. So.
There you go. All right, folks.
You are welcome.
For the entire crew of Spank Wagon Radio, everybody have a great night.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears. Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.